Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show, or welcome back to the Bart Winkler Show. Golden State up 14 against the Timberwolves. Just under five to go in the fourth. What we know about the NBA is that means nothing. Especially now. No lead is safe in these playoffs. All the road teams have won, not just the game ones, but the first game two we saw where the Cavs pulled a Milwaukee, losing a 7-point lead in the final minute of the game. That's what the Bucks did the other night in overtime. So Cavs fans, I feel your pain. I think this is right when we come on in Cleveland most nights. They may still be doing a post-game show or whatever might be happening. But if there's anybody in Cleveland that needs a little bit of you need a friend, certainly you can call me. I know what it's like to lose to the Pacers when you have an injured team and they act like they beat the best version of you. But also, I probably spent the first 40 minutes of the show complaining about how this team is an injury merchant. So feel free to check that out on the Odyssey app with the rewind feature. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network. Check out the Bart Winkler Show. On the ice tonight, you've got the Oilers and the Golden Knights tied at 2 with 10 minutes to go in the third. And then another overtime game, Carolina besting Washington. So that series gets started in favor of the Hurricanes, up 2-1, beating the Capitals on their home ice. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Again, the big story so far is that the Pacers are up 2-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs, a team that wins 64-18 in the regular season, had two separate runs of at least 15 games in a row that they've won. Lost to the Pacers by 9 the other night without Garland. Missing some guys here tonight as well. Hunter and Mobley. They swept Miami. It's just a two-game series so far. Nobody played more than 40 minutes, but the team just looked gassed, beat. They need to get to full strength at this point to win this series. But I don't know what was up with the fatigue and the conditioning. They should be good. They should be right. They should be set. And what is it with? It wasn't just this game. It was Milwaukee. It's not just against Indiana. Nobody can inbound the ball anymore. How did that get so hard? That's a new one. Mark is in California, 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? One thing before Cavs. Hey, do you guys want to rescind that Devin Williams trade? Because I'm really thinking
Yankees? Well, Nestor Cortez is on the 60-day DL, so we're not getting anything out of it.
Listen, he's got 7 blown saves. Not just that, though. Like, this last game, it was like pouring rain. It really was. But instead of being like, oh, I suck, he's like, oh, I'm going to blame it on the rain. I'm like, what? Like,
yeah, that's what Milli Vanilli would do.
Well, and then Aaron Boone is such an idiot. He comes out and says, you know what, man? He's really close. I think he's really close. Really? He's been saying that for like a month. And I mean, yeah, he had a 3-game stretch where he gave up no runs, but he played Baltimore twice. They suck. And then he played Kansas City, who also sucks. So it's like, number one, he's just getting shelled out here, and his stuff just looks, dude, it looks so bad. Like, he's just leaving balls over the plate. It's like, dudes are hitting like T-ball off of him, man. It's crazy.
Did my Milli Vanilli go over your head?
No, it didn't. And I was kind of laughing inside, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotta hear a little right now. Gotta blame it on something.
Oh my God, man. No, it's crazy. Like, he's so bad. And Cortez is gonna be gone. Oh my God.
Hey, no one hears you. It's all music. Milli Vanilli, you know, they were at the Grammys, right? And they lip synced and then they got booed off the stage. But now it's like, who cares?
Yeah. No, I totally
agree. They got history wrong them.
Here, let me actually ask my wife real quick if she's ever heard of Milli. Have you ever heard of Milli Vanilli? Oh, you have? What do you know about them?
What do I know about them?
Yeah, what do you know about them?
They were a singing group, and then they were, weren't they? There was a lawsuit, wasn't there?
She said there was a lawsuit with them.
Yeah, because there was a real... Okay, let's get off of this. Well, what are you calling them?
Yeah, let's just get off of Milli Vanilli. So listen, Pacers, man, like, I'm on your bandwagon here with this, but listen, this is a team that the Knicks beat 2 years ago, and they've added, like, nobody significant on their team, and they just went on this, like, crazy run. I was just like, if we played Cleveland, would we beat Cleveland? So Indiana's kind of, like, riding high a little bit, you know, but these last
two Indiana's also playing an injured. They're, once again,
right.
Every team they play is injured. So all I'm asking for, I'll accept that Indiana is better than I wanted them to be. I'll accept that Tyrese Halliburton is more clutch than I ever thought he was. I'll take all my wrongs on everything. If I could just get one person, and it could even be Benedict Mathurin, it could be somebody, I don't care. It could be Obi Toppin.
Yeah.
I just need one guy to publicly say, hey, we know that we're not getting everybody's best. We're trying to take advantage of what we can. But just some acknowledgement. Instead, they're tripling down on the cockiness, and it's very off-putting.
I want them so bad. Like, the thing is like, listen, I don't think – and I'm nervous as hell tomorrow for game two, man, because I'm like, listen.
For the Knicks, well, they're gonna get crushed tomorrow.
But listen, hold on. Here's why – OG Anunoby is so good. Here's why Bridges is so good. We signed these guys. You know, Boston didn't just shoot crazy threes because, no, Anunoby held them to 2 of 18 from the field. Both guys played tremendous defense all game. And in that Detroit series, you know, Mikal Bridges was playing unbelievable defense on Cade, but Cade was just hitting crazy shots. So it's like, hats off to Cade. But
give OG some credit, but Tatum also he had a very bad shot selection night.
Would you give him credit if game two, instead of them missing 45 threes, they're going to miss, let's say, 30 threes? Would you say that, like, the Knicks defense is kind of clamping down on Boston?
Well, Mark, thanks for the call. I'll give the Knicks defense credit. A lot of times it's both, right? I'm going to choose, if I had to pick one, what was more impactful, the Knicks defense or Jason Tatum just chucking up prayers. I'm gonna rag on Tatum a little bit is my choice in that regard. Todd is in Tampa. Hello, Todd.
Boss, let's get down to business. I don't know about AI, but I've dated the prettiest girls in the world, and I'm happy with that. I'll stick with that with a winner.
Totally unrelated, but I appreciate it.
Good. So no fear of AI here. But anyways, back to business here. I don't understand what the NBA is. Do these games, the monies of people are wagering. These that Indiana game. Well, I'm pulling for Steph. He pulled his hamstring now. I'm glad you're keeping us updated on what's going on there. But these games should be on TV. These games, I don't understand the playoffs. Now that, you know, everybody wanted to see. So every now and then, one of these ballers has a coming out party, and it looks like Halliburton.
Yeah, they're on TNT. Do you not get cable?
They should be. I watch TNT. I want ABC. I want all the games. And NCAA and pro football. Every game should be on TV. There's wagering going on. You're a Packers guy. I'm Buccaneers. By the way, Shiloh, I'm glad you're having a good time in Tampa. But, Dion, you better tell him. You better catch 100 footballs right now during right here, okay? Your opportunity to make this team as an undrafted free agent.
Are you wagering on these games?
No, my brother wagers. He's a wager. I went to Vegas and put $7,000 on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl by 7. They won by 3. I lost my $7,000, and that cured me of gambling. But my brother's a gambler. But wow. Yeah.
Tell him to get a big win and to buy you a cable package so you can watch some games.
I put everything on ABC or CBS or NBC, those brand networks that everybody grew up watching. Anyways, and the NFL should have 2 games on every channel. People are interested in your Packers down here. People are interested in what's going on around there. But listen, I just want to say this, Bart, and I understand that a team in your division, you know, I'm just like that with the Buccaneers. I hate everybody, the Saints, the Panthers, the Falcons. So I understand what you're going through as far as that's concerned. But remember, our teams have delivered titles. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Yeah, if there's 3 reasons why you would suspect that I don't like the Pacers, that they're a division rival of the Milwaukee Bucks, who I root for, is 3. The fact that they knocked the Bucks out of the playoffs 2 straight years is number 2. The fact that they are getting away with it and not acknowledging it is 1. And 1, last year 2 was 1. Last year, last year, when I would come on the radio and say, the Pacers, they suck, don't you guys see it? You'd be like, calm down, Bucks fan. I'd be like, okay, you're right. I'm just emotional. My team's losing. But now they've done it to the Bucks twice. They've done it to the Knicks last year. They shouldn't have beat the Knicks last year in that series. And now they're up 2-0 against the Cavs. What? And this is where I will try to find a middle ground and break some bread. Like, the Pacers are a good team. They're maybe the most understanding of what kind of team they are, and they play to their strengths. Everybody plays a role, and they play that role well. And together they are stronger than they could ever be apart. But we'll never know how good they are because they never play anybody's best. And then they beat these teams at half health, and they act like they cured everything. 1 person coming out and acknowledging. Just 1. Now, did Rick Carlisle get close? Do we have Rick Carlisle getting close? He talked about they need to keep executing, but they do need a little bit of luck. Do we have Rick Carlisle on that? Let's hear Rick Carlisle on that.
We've been in a lot of these situations this year and down the stretch of the season. You know, our group has a belief in one another, and our thing is we just keep executing, we keep playing. Did a really good job situationally at the end, and obviously had to get lucky.
Nah, not enough for me. Nope, not enough. They got close. At least we've stepped foot into the house, but I need you to sit down, lay on the bed, and go in the fridge. Sal's in Ohio. Hello, Sal.
Hey there. How are you, Bart? First time caller, first time listener.
Hey, what's up?
So I'm sitting here in my two-bedroom colonial in Cleveland, Ohio, wondering if this loss is my fault. I'm sitting at the tavern eating chicken wings, and I'm eating them at a monumental clip. And I start to think they're winning this game because I have not stopped eating these chicken wings. Uh-oh. So finally, I slow down midway through the fourth quarter, and I figure I'm okay. I'm probably on my 40th wing, and that's when they start to falter. And I'm just feeling like it's my fault. I got a couple game notes, but I thought I'd share that with you, Bart.
You put down 40 wings tonight, Sal?
Give or take five or six.
Dozen?
Yeah, probably. I mean, some of them were breaded, some of them are not, so you got to give me that. And, you know, a couple celeries along the way, it's negative calories. So really, you take off.
Okay, were these wings boneless?
Boneless? What did I call as your nanny? No, I'm not eating boneless wings.
Okay. I'm just making sure. 40's a tall tale, Sal. That's a lot of wings.
40 wings is a Tuesday night. How about that? Okay. Five pops, no problem.
The jealousy that I'm feeling is off the charts.
Yeah, well, I'm not too jealous. My stomach isn't jealous, and neither is my wife, who can smell the jealousy coming from, I think you know where.
Yeah. So, all right, well, I don't want to say it's your fault, but if you got the 40 and you stopped, Sal, good to talk to you. Maybe you gotta at least push to the finish line. Maybe you gotta go for it. This is, since wings came up, I would just like to say what's been groundbreaking for a lot of people is you should eat your wings with one hand. It can be done. It's very easy. Use the other hand for your drink, your phone, or your silverware, or whatever. You can eat wings with one hand. The Warriors basically won with one hand because they didn't have Steph. After the second quarter, 13 points, he had to leave the game with hamstring tightness. Now, they had a quick turnaround. They played Sunday, and now they're playing, finishing up on a Tuesday night. They've got another game again. They're the lone game on Thursday, so they'll be the only game on Thursday. But they were able to withstand the injury and overcome the adversity, and they just beat a Minnesota team that beat the Lakers in five. Buddy Hield led the Warriors again with 24. Jimmy Butler with 20. Draymond at 18. And really, nobody really else scored besides that. I don't know how they got up to 99, just piecing together this box score. But the Warriors did. So that's another road team. So road teams in the second round are 5-0. 5-0 road teams are 5-0. And for the first time ever in this round, the road team has won every game won. So the predictability of the NBA playoffs, at least for now, seems to have subsided. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. More with you guys throughout the night. We've got Call or Fold coming up. We'll do that next. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor
people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. Call or Fold every Tuesdays here on the Bart Winkler Show. Bart gets the stories of the days as I deal them out. He can either call, buy, fold, sell, hey, or raise, double buy? I don't really know. He doesn't do it that often. Just wasting my imaging. So we'll start here. Bartholomew, Bartandalus, Bartimer. The Houston Rockets were the number two seed entering the postseason, and it seems like nobody remembers them anymore. After they've been eliminated by the Warriors in Game 7, the Rockets enter the offseason with plenty of assets compiled over the past 5 years and a roster teeming with talented young players. Lots of assets, but Bart, I ask you, is there a true alpha on this team yet? Call or fold, the Houston Rockets need to trade for a superstar this offseason.
Well, do they need to? I will fold.
Fold.
They need to get some more scoring is what they need. They need some guys that can score. Maybe it's guys that are already on their team that do a better job of scoring. Now, one guy that you may suggest in a potential trade is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And there was a buzzworthy report about his potential desires today, which I do need to get to before the end of the program. Who would be available for them to pull a trade for? I guess, are we still thinking Durant could land there? I mean, that would help. I don't know. I mean, superstar. I'm folding, but I'm going to intently watch how this hand plays out is what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, I mean, you fold it. It's not like you can get back into it. I'm like, oh, I changed my mind. Yeah, I want to play it after all. You know, fold is fold. Abdul Carter, he still doesn't have a number. What the hell's taking him so long? But at least he has a job. The number three overall pick is being added to a talented outside linebackers room that includes Kayvon Thibodeaux, who was the number fifth overall pick in 2022, and Pro Bowler Brian Burns, 1 year removed after being acquired from Carolina Panthers for basically nothing. It was a second-round pick and a fifth. I'm totally fine with that. Thibodeaux himself said he's super excited about the New York Giants' top draft pick, even if he plays the same position and can have a similar role. Thibodeaux was thought to be the next big pass rusher coming out of Oregon when he was drafted, but despite 21 sacks in 3 years, he has a tendency to really disappear in games. He did get his fifth-year option picked up, but the jury is still out on whether Kayvon Thibodeaux is going to be a fit for the Giants long-term. So call or fold, Kayvon Thibodeaux should be worried about Abdul Carter.
Is this like a talking point in New York today or what?
No, it's a talking point in the house of Carlos. When I'm asking my dog, and my dog looks at me because he doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm going to fold. I don't think fold. So. But look, this is one of the gripes that I have with people that cover my teams is I don't know what's going on in their house as well as I know what's going on in my own. I think I have to look at your hand here and get your opinion.
Yeah, there has been talk that before even Carter got drafted, a lot of people were like, hey, if we get this guy, let's just trade Kayvon Thibodeaux. Let's just see what you can get
from him. Why has he been so disappointing?
Dude, I don't know. So there's red flags with both of these guys. There was red flags with Kayvon when he was getting drafted because it seemed he had a lot, you know, the
it's
famous
question.
It's
basically the same pick. It's like...
Almost.
This is like what they did 4 years ago, drafted an edge guy.
Yeah, but it's also kind of the same mentality with these guys also. With Kayvon, you know, there was an eye of him, like, looking outside of his post-football playing career already. Like, he was a very personable guy. He was, you know, media savvy. So the dreaded question was, does this guy love football enough? Came up.
Giants still picked them because, you know, they needed a pass rush, and seems like we still do, but now we might have overcompensated, although that's not a bad problem to have. So Carter does theoretically make Thibodeau expendable, but I'm in the minority. Dude, load up as many bodies on that front line and just absolutely fold quarterbacks in half, because you're not going to be able to outscore the Cowboys, the Eagles, and probably even the Commanders in your own division. So if you can just beat those quarterbacks up, then you can win some games. I'm okay, but I do see a world where a lot of people are like, just get rid of this guy.
Still, the Brian Burns trade, I mean, he's under contract for a while.
Yeah, he got a five-year deal. And again, the Giants gave up a 2 and a 5. Yeah, they had to pay him, but it's a steal. Carolina, that was almost, I don't want to say Nico Harrison level, but I still don't understand what the Panthers were doing with that.
No, I think a 2 and a 5, I think, you want to be the Giants on that side. But that was, I don't know, that seems like a trade you make when you're close to contending. The Giants are a ways away yet, aren't they?
Not defensively. I mean, maybe this is recency bias coming off the draft.
You don't win with defense anymore.
Well, the Super Bowls that the Giants have all won, and it's not even just one or two of them, even with Eli there, although Eli probably won that second ring, they've all been basically on the backs of that defense. That NASCAR package that that Tom Coughlin had, it was real. So maybe the Giants are just trying to get back to what works for them. And it's not like they have a slouch anymore at quarterback. Daniel Jones is gone. I'm not saying Russell Wilson's the second coming of Jesus, but he's going to be better than what Daniel Jones brought in. So, you know, they still got a tough schedule. I don't think the Giants will be that bad. I mean, it can't possibly get worse, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm folding. I don't think they need to remove him.
Good. All right, at least we're on the same boat on that. All right. Let's switch gears over to baseball, because God forbid we talk about baseball enough here. I love baseball. Bart likes baseball with his Brewers being complete bozos. Let's go to a team that's even worse than both the Cubs and the Brewers, because the Cubs just blew a huge game against the Giants. Here's the Pirates. Paul Skeens is now 0-4 in his young career versus the St. Louis Cardinals. He just can't get a break against those guys. And he has a losing record for Pittsburgh overall, which is not a surprise because Pittsburgh stinks. He's at 3 wins, 4 losses, and a 2.77 ERA. A few weeks ago, we crushed Bob Nutton for various reasons, but the on-field product is enough to just blast him on its own. They are on track to lose over 90 games this season. I feel like it's a statement as old as time. Call or fold, Paul Skeens will be traded by 2028.
I mean, I have to call that.
Cold.
Ugh. I mean, you can't. It's so demoralizing. You can't. What's even the point? Why'd you even take him? Why even draft any? If you're the Pirates, why even draft anybody? Why even get rookies that are, like, this good if you're just going to put this team around him and not invest into your squad? It's just so demoralizing.
Yeah.
It's like the problem a lot of teams in baseball face is, or maybe an excuse, there's a salary structure that doesn't benefit every team. But some teams just use that as a cover to not even try. There's too many teams that don't even try, and they're like, oh, well, we can't compete. Well, you could try. You could try to compete. That's why, even though the Brewers have to trade guys like Josh Hader and Devin Williams and can't re-sign a CC Sabathia or Prince Fielder, they're at least trying to be competitive. They're putting a lot of money into international development. They've got a pitching lab in Arizona that's done a lot of good with different relievers and finding how to improve them. They're trying to make stealth moves. You know, they're at least trying to win. You could still be a small market, not have financial resources, and try to win. I haven't seen any of that from Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably going to get traded at some point. Call.
Honestly, they're just wasting guys. It's not like they're completely devoid of talent, but what do you have to look forward to if you're a Pirates fan? On and off the field, like, There's nothing right there. Alas, let's go to Aaron Judge. He's off to another incredible season start. He's hitting .412, 12 home runs, 34 RBIs. Dude's an absolute beast. Now, a lot of people thought his numbers might dip off a little bit because Juan Soto, with a jump ship, went across town to the New York Mets. But he's absolutely thriving. Austin Wells is doing pretty well, too. The Yankees got some pop. But Aaron Judge himself, again, just incredible starts. And it doesn't seem like he's really getting talked a lot about. So I ask you, call or fold, Aaron Judge is underappreciated by national media.
Yeah, I'll call that. Cold. I mean, Aaron Judge, this is, again, the problem with baseball. He's hitting .412.
Dude, he's hitting the cover off the ball. Yeah, he's an absolute savage right now.
Jeez, I'm glad I took him then in my fantasy.
You have him in fantasy? You didn't know he hit .412?
I mean, I just set the lineup and see
what
I'm doing.
Fair, yeah.
It's a daily lineup, so I'm, like, active, but I'm not, because Aaron Judge isn't a guy that I have to decide if I'm going to sit or bench, you know? It's Aaron Judge. Yeah, I think a lot of these guys are, I mean, I would say name a guy and he's underappreciated. I still think Shohei Ohtani's underappreciated. I think Pete Alonso's underappreciated. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is wildly underappreciated. Name a guy in baseball. They are underappreciated just by the makeup of how the sport is covered and viewed. Because, again, I didn't watch any baseball tonight. I kept track of if the Brewers were beating the Astros. But that was actually only because more so that I took the Brewers in my Survivor this week. If it was just the I don't know. Drive by the stadium, maybe check the score on the radio. But, yeah, everybody's underappreciated. Aaron Judge, definitely. Now, the big story today about him, or at least this week, is the MVP odds in the National League. It's kind of anybody's game with the top five guys. A Corbin Carroll, Pete Alonso, Tatis, Tucker, Shohei, still. But Aaron Judge is -900, and the next best guy is 14-1 at Bobby Witt Jr. And then the next two best guys, Gunnar Henderson and Spencer Torkelson, are 75-1. It's about as runaway as it's been. All he's got to do is stay healthy through, like, July 15th, and he should be able to get the MVP.
Yeah, by the way, he also had a 14-game hitting streak. He just, you know, that got snapped against the Padres when they lost that game, but... he's doing well for your fantasy lineup, just so you know. All right, last one here. Everybody knows by now Greg Popovich has called it quits, at least on the coaching side. He's stepping down. And one of the supporters that came out and just lauded, you know, Pop like everybody else's former assistant, Becky Hammon, who is the Las Vegas Aces head coach in the WNBA. Now, obviously, she did not get the role. That went to Mitch Johnson. But there was talk that, you know, Becky Hammon could be that next person up. After all, it was Greg Popovich who did give her the opportunity to be a assistant head coach. Becky Hammon's broken a lot of barriers so far. And she says although she's very happy, she hasn't ruled out a transition into the NBA itself. She's 48, so still young enough, 87, 29, and three seasons with the Aces. I think this is a natural transition. So I ask you, call or fold, Becky Hammon will still be the first woman to be an NBA head coach full-time, despite not getting the Spurs job.
Fold.
Fold.
Fold. I think there will be a woman head coach in the NBA in the next, 5 years? I think we'll see that. But right now, just at a quick glance, there are four women assistant coaches currently with teams. You've got, there's one in Indiana. Brittany Donaldson's in Atlanta. Lindsay Harding's with the Lakers. There's another one with the Grizzlies. So I think it might be one of them. Like, Becky Hammon has made the idea palatable for some that were against it. But it will probably come from somebody who's already in an organization, similar how a lot of assistant coaches end up getting promoted. And it may be like, I hope it's full blown. I don't want to see interim head coach and then she gets like 2 months and then, you know, they move on and hire Mike Budenholzer again. I want to see the first woman head coach to actually get the job. So that's what I would be eager to see. But yeah, I do think it will happen within the next 5 years.
Okay, cool. I'm still holding out hope for Becky Hammon to Toronto. And that is Caller Fold.
I'll take
Time
her to Milwaukee.
Cash out.
He beat me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
She draw better defenses than whatever the hell Doc was doing in that series. I'll take her here in a heartbeat. I do want to get to the Giannis. I don't even know if it was a story, but there's enough discussion about it that I do have to be the little tiny man in Milwaukee to fight back. So I'll get to that in a little bit. And the action is done across the NHL and NBA. We'll get an update here in a second. And then I want to talk more about that Warriors win without Steph and what that means. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. It's time for our Defensive Player of the Week, which is brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly celebrating all who go above and beyond during Military Appreciation Month. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Their members are the mission. Now, there's been some tough performances offensively, which you could give credit to the teams defensively. The Minnesota Timberwolves were 5 of 29 from 3 tonight. So that was pretty bad. That was even worse percentage-wise than what the Celtics did when they were 15 of 60. That's a playoff record, 45 missed threes. Game went to overtime. Knicks got the win 108 to 105. And our Defensive Player of the Week is going to go to a guy who sealed the deal with a steal in Mikal Bridges.
3 seconds left, 108-105, Knicks lead in overtime. White has the ball, holds it high, throws it to Brown, left wing, stripped by Bridges, hangs onto it, took it away, throws it down court, and the New York Knicks stun the Celtics. 108-105, the final. The Knicks save their biggest comeback of the season for the biggest win of the year.
Knicks Radio Network, he had 2 blocks on the day, 3 steals. A walk-off steal is going to get you in good position to win our Defensive Player of the Week award, which Mikal Bridges has done. Again, the Defensive Player of the Week brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate as they are proudly celebrating Military Appreciation Month. For the Milwaukee Brewers, it is American League Appreciation Month. The Milwaukee Brewers, I'll have you know, are in the National League. Now, they were in the American League for a long time, and then in the mid-90s, they took this thing national, where they actually switched to the National League. The Houston Astros would later switch from the National League to the American League. It's all so stupid and dumb and unnecessary. But the Brewers, I just started a stretch here. Again, they are in the National League. Okay? So this week they're playing a series against the Houston Astros of the American League. And then they play the Tampa Bay Rays, American League. Then they play the Cleveland Guardians of the American League. Then they play the Minnesota Twins of the American League. And then they play the Baltimore Orioles. That's 5 straight series in the middle of May against the American League, 15 straight interleague games. Barring rainouts, once the Brewers get to their 50-game mark, 30 of those games will be against teams from the AL. Well, just 20 from teams against the National League. I find that to be very stupid. I don't know that everybody wants to go as extreme as I've talked about to strip interleague play altogether. At the start, it was kind of cool you know, seeing the Cubs play the White Sox and the Yankees play the Mets. And I think there's still maybe a way to work that in. But what they then used to do was they'd have that series and rivalry weeks coming up. We can take a look at some of those, but at least the interleague rivalry. Some teams switch a little bit. I think the Red Sox, Phillies, Braves, and there's another team that kind of trade off with each other. You know, the Guardians are going to play the Reds. Dodgers are going to play the Angels. So on and so forth. So there's stuff like that happens. But what's coming up for the Brewers is just this stretch of long American League, and it's dumb. Part of the reason the All-Star game's not as cool as it used to be is because there's no charm to it. You see National Leaguers and American Leaguers on the field at the same time. With the World Series, too, that was like the one time you saw those. There was something special about that. I don't know that we need to go back, but I don't like playing every team. I think that might be too much. Because you don't do that in the NFL. You do it in the NBA, NHL, I think. And maybe there's some reason to look at that, too. But baseball was always the two different leagues. That's why they call them leagues. It's not conferences. It's leagues. The National League had different rules than the American League. Now it's the same. It's all homogenized. It's all the same. There will be some summers I would go to 10 Brewers games. You know, you just randomly go or you pick a day. And I'd see the Reds 5 times and the Pirates 4. And then, like, the Mets won. And you'd be like, I got to see the Pirates again. But that also built the rivalries up. I don't miss playing the Pirates 19 times in a row, but also I miss playing the Pirates 19 times. Not in a row, in a season. The way that things are shaking out right now, too, is it's very hard to find days to reschedule games. So what the Nationals and Guardians are doing right now is very odd. They could not play yesterday, so they had to play a doubleheader today. The Nationals beat the Guardians 10-9. And then the Guardians beat the Nationals 9-1. And those games were played as a back-to-back traditional doubleheader. The first game started at 3:35 Eastern. The second game started 30 minutes after. Wednesday's game is scheduled for 12:05 Eastern. So this entire series is going to be completed in 24 hours. A three-game series is going to be completed because there was a rainout and there's no other time to schedule these. An entire series is going to be completed in 24 hours because they're not going to play again. They don't play anymore. I think that there is a good middle ground here. We don't have to be as extreme and go back to how I want it to be with, you know, real pennant races, east and west, east and west. But this is totally unnecessary, I feel. As is trade talk around Giannis Antetokounmpo. We'll get into that. Recap Warriors T-Wolves next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.